Unit 3. Focus 1. Language Skills. Section 1. Model Passage Reading. The Merry Month of May.
The month of May does funny things to us all.It is the month when the bank president suddenly marries the cleaning woman. It is the month when the rich widow takes it into her head to run off with a worker. It is the month when a show dog chases after the ugliest stray dog in town. It is the merry month of May. It enters the bones of us all, young and old alike. It was in the bones of old man Coulson,sagging in a chair by the open window, sniffing the scent of flowers in the window box. He was dreaming pleasantly about his plump, rosy housekeeper, Mrs. Widdup. But his gouty foot hurt. It was time for his medicine. He ran for the butler, Higgins. But it wasn't Higgins who came. It was Mrs. Widdup. He enjoyed the sight of her. She was all smiles.
Higgins is out, sir. He's gone to mail a letter.
Out, is he? Cried Mr. Coulson. Ha! There's no one in this house. Who cares if I die here in this chair for lack of attention?
Oh, that's not true, sir. Mrs. Widdup blushed a deep pink. There are those who care more than you know. What may I do for you, sir?
My medicine, if you please. The bottle is on the table.Just 3 drops in a glass of water. Thank you, Mrs. Widdup.
In the spring, a young man's fancy, desire, or romantic imagination, any man's fancy, lightly turns into thoughts of love.
Isn't that the truth? Sighed Mrs. Widdup. Seems like it's in the air. Is there something more I might do for you, sir?
You might, said Mr. Coulson, looking suddenly shy. Or you might not. Could you believe, Mrs. Widdup, that an old man could feel...
Oh, not an old man, sir. Just, getting on a bit.
Just getting on a bit, then, said Mr. Coulson. Thank you, Mrs. Widdup. Could you believe that this heart that's getting on a bit beats faster at the very sight of you.
Oh, Mr. Coulson, Mrs. Widdup blushed again. This time her cheeks were as pink as the spring flowers. You are too kind, sir.
This house would be lonesome without you, said Mr. Coulson. It is a fine house, a large house. I am, after all, a millionaire.All this, my dear, could some day be yours if...
Father!
All at once his daughter Constance swept into the room. She was as tall and thin as Mrs. Widdup was short and round. She was as pale as Mrs. Widdup was pink. She was as serious as Mrs. Widdup was smiley. With her cold eyes, she noted the blush on Mrs. Widdup's cheeks. She noted the silly smile on her father's lips.She had heard of many a foolish old man marrying his housekeeper in the month of May. She walked right to the window and slammed it shut.
There is a draught, she said. Now, isn't that better?
No, cried the old man as Mrs. Widdup set down the medicine glass and hurried from the room. I like the spring air.
Spring, huh? Said Constance. It's still chilly outside.That draught will do you no good.
Miss Constance Coulson cared nothing about the coming of spring. The scent of mayflowers awoke no dreams. The chirping of sparrows gave her a pain. Miss Coulson had a heart of stone.
Your housekeeper looks tired, she said. I think she needs a vacation.
Why don't we give her 3 or 4 days off?
That's very kind, said Mr. Coulson, but no more than 4 days. I'd miss her.
4 days, then, agreed Miss Coulson. There was an odd smile on her face. 4 days will be plenty. The next morning, when the iceman came around, the cook told him Miss Coulson wished to see him in the basement.
I wish to place an order, said Miss Coulson. I would like to have you deliver 1,000 pounds of ice to this basement every day for 4 days. I will show you where to place it each day, and this is for your trouble.
She handed him a $10 bill. The iceman took off his hat and bowed.
It will be a pleasure, madam. I will bring the first 1,000 pounds at once.
4 days later, Mr. Coulson dropped a glass on the floor, broke the spring of his bell by pulling on it too hard, and yelled for Higgins.
I'm freezing to death, he cried out. Get me a blanket. Bring me a hot rum punch. Do something.
It has been getting a bit nippy in the past few days, said Higgins. I'll close the window, sir, and here's a nice warm blanket.
So much for the month of May, sighed Mr. Coulson, wrapping himself up. It feels like the dead of winter in this room.
Later in the day, his daughter came in to see how his gout was getting along.
Not well, he said sourly. Tell me, daughter, how is the weather outdoors?
Bright, she said, but chilly. One needs a warm coat outdoors.
One needs a warm coat indoors, too, said Mr. Coulson. I'm chilled to the bone.
When his daughter had gone out, the door to his room opened again. It was Mrs. Widdop.
I'm back, sir, she said with a shy smile. As I recall, there was something you were about to tell me just when your daughter came in the other day. Is that right, sir? Is that why you ran?
I did not ring, snapped the old man, barely glancing at her. My fingers are far too cold to ring a bell.
Cold, sir? But it's such a beautiful spring day, warm and fine. Birds are singing, flowers are blooming, children are playing in the park. The sun is shining. Would you like me to open the window?
No, how can you ask? It's icy cold in this room.
It is a bit chilly, she said, but outside the sun is...
You are a fool, woman, cried Mr. Coulson. I'm freezing to death. And here you stand, chattering of birds and flowers and sunshine. When Higgins comes back, tell him to bring me a hot rum punch. And now, get out of my sight.
The month of May was gone from the old man's heart. A night passed. In the morning, Higgins helped Mr. Coulson into his chair by the window. The cold of the room was gone. It was May once again. When Mrs. Widdop came in, the old man reached out his bony hand and took a plump pink one.
Mrs. Widdop, he said, dear Mrs. Widdop, this house would be no home without you. My room is warm now, and so is my heart. I still have $1,000,000 and...
I found out what made the room cold, sir, said Mrs. Widdop, adjusting his pillows. It was ice. Tons of it, all piled up in the basement. I have no idea why, so I shut off the cold air into your room, and now it's May again.
It is, said the old man, and springtime has brought my heart to life once more. You and I, Mrs. Widdop, but...
Oh, what will my daughter say?
Oh, nothing, sir, Mrs. Widdop said happily. Miss Constance ran off with the iceman last night.
New words.
Widow.
Stray.
Sag.
Sniff.
Scent.
Plump.
Gouty.
Butler.
Blush.
Romantic.
Lonesome.
Draft.
Chilly.
Chirp.
Sparrow.
Bow.
Blanket.
Nippy.
Sourly.
Snap.
Bloom.
Chatter.
Pillow.
Proper nouns.
Coulson.
Widdop.
Higgins.
Constance.
Section 2. Listening and speaking. Listening.
1. Listen to a conversation on the text only once, and then fill in the blanks according to what you've just heard.
Have you read the story entitled The Merry Month of May?
No, but I heard that O. Henry described May as the month of madness.
Ah, that's right. The father, a millionaire, married the housekeeper, and the daughter ran off with the iceman.
It's funny. Can you tell me some more details?
My pleasure. The father was lonesome and suffered from his gouty foot. The old man had a fantasy of marriage with his housekeeper, Mrs. Widdop, in May.
Did his daughter give him much attention?
No. His daughter had a heart of stone. She piled up so much ice in the basement that her father was nearly frozen to death.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Did O. Henry end the story with a surprise?
Yes. The incident reawakened the old man's love, and the daughter decided to be with the iceman. But I have to say, the character was not developed well enough for her action.
So you mean you feel disappointed?
Yeah, a little. I think it is not up to the standards set by O. Henry's other stories.
2. Listen to a long conversation twice, and then choose the best answer to each question.
Hello, I'm calling about the apartment you advertised. I'd like to share it with you.
Yes, when do you need it?
Next week. Can you tell me something about this apartment?
Well, it has 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, a bathroom, and a large living room. The monthly rent you should pay is $350 with $200 security deposit. You pay for electricity only.
Sounds good. Is it furnished?
Yes, you needn't buy anything for accommodation.
Can I have a parking space?
Yeah, you'll have one at no extra charge.
That sounds too good to be true. May I come over tomorrow to take a look?
Excuse me, I have a question. Are you clear about the rules in my apartment?
Sure, smoking is only allowed on the balcony and no pets allowed.
Terrific. What time would you like to come?
How about 2 p.m.?
Good. May I have your name, please?
Mary Smith.
Mary, hope to see you tomorrow.
Questions. 1. What is the first girl interested in?
Two. How much is the monthly rent?
Three. Which is not included in the monthly rent?
4. Which of the following is not allowed in the apartment?
5. According to the conversation, which of the following is true?
6. Hello, I'm calling about the apartment you advertised. I'd like to share it with you.
Yes, when do you need it?
Next week. Can you tell me something about this apartment?
Well, it has 2 bedrooms, a kitchen, a bathroom, and a large living room. The monthly rent you should pay is $350 with $200 security deposit. You pay for electricity only.
Sounds good. Is it furnished?
Yes, you needn't buy anything for accommodation.
Can I have a parking space?
Yeah, you'll have one at no extra charge.
That sounds too good to be true. May I come over tomorrow to take a look?
Excuse me, I have a question. Are you clear about the rules in my apartment?
Sure, smoking is only allowed on the balcony and no pets allowed.
Terrific. What time would you like to come?
How about 2 p.m.?
Good. May I have your name, please?
Mary Smith.
Mary, hope to see you tomorrow.
Questions. 1. What is the first girl interested in?
2. How much is the monthly rent?
3. Which is not included in the monthly rent?
4. Which of the following is not allowed in the apartment?
5. According to the conversation, which of the following is true? 3. Listen to a passage twice and then choose the best answer to each question.
People in the U.S., when they reach legal marriage age and meet certain medical requirements, they are free to choose their own mates. Once a couple has decided to get married, the man customarily gives the girl a diamond ring. The use of a ring comes from the ancient custom of using a ring to settle an important agreement. When the wedding day is decided upon, the girl sends out wedding announcements or invitations to friends and relatives. They then send wedding gifts to the girl's home. On the wedding day, it is supposed to be bad luck for the bride and groom to see each other before the wedding. Another old custom that many people believe will bring good luck to the marriage is for the bride to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Before the wedding day, the groom always chooses a best man. The custom of having a best man comes from ancient times when the groom took a friend with him who would help kidnap the bride from the bride's father. When a couple marries, the groom gives his bride a wedding ring. Many marriages are double ring ceremonies, that is, the bride and the groom exchange rings. The wedding ring is worn on the fourth finger of the left hand. People believe that a vein from the fourth finger runs directly to the heart. Near the end of the reception, which is offered by the bride's parents, the bride throws her bouquet of flowers to the unwed bridesmaids. As the bride and groom leave for their honeymoon, the guests all throw confetti on them. This is a symbol of joy and happiness.
Questions. 1. Which of the following requirements is necessary if a young couple wants to get married?
2. Which of the following customs is mentioned in the passage?
3. What does a double ring ceremony mean?
4. Why is the wedding ring worn on the fourth finger of the left hand?
5. What does the custom of having a best man for the groom tell us about ancient times?
People in the U.S., when they reach legal marriage age and meet certain medical requirements, they are free to choose their own mates. Once a couple has decided to get married, the man customarily gives the girl a diamond ring. The use of a ring comes from the ancient custom of using a ring to settle an important agreement. When the wedding day is decided upon, the girl sends out wedding announcements or invitations to friends and relatives. They then send wedding gifts to the girl's home. On the wedding day, it is supposed to be bad luck for the bride and groom to see each other before the wedding. Another old custom that many people believe will bring good luck to the marriage is for the bride to wear something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue. Before the wedding day, the groom always chooses a best man. The custom of having a best man comes from ancient times when the groom took a friend with him who would help kidnap the bride from the bride's father. When a couple marries, the groom gives his bride a wedding ring. Many marriages are double ring ceremonies, that is, the bride and the groom exchange rings. The wedding ring is worn on the fourth finger of the left hand. People believe that a vein from the fourth finger runs directly to the heart. Near the end of the reception, which is offered by the bride's parents,
the bride throws her bouquet of flowers to the unwed bridesmaids. As the bride and groom leave for their honeymoon, the guests all throw confetti on them. This is a symbol of joy and happiness.
Questions. 1. Which of the following requirements is necessary if a young couple wants to get married?
2. Which of the following customs is mentioned in the passage?
3. What does a double ring ceremony mean?
4. Why is the wedding ring worn on the fourth finger of the left hand?
5. What does the custom of having a best man for the groom tell us about ancient times?
3.
Reference answer.
Hi, welcome to Rental Property Management. May I help you?
Yes, I need to find a new place to live in. A 2-bedroom apartment is preferred.
Okay, take a seat, please. I would like to ask you a few questions so that we will be able to match your needs better. First, what price range are you interested in?
Around $400 a month.
Where do you prefer to live?
Near my company, on Main Street, or at least near a subway station.
And when would you like to move in?
As soon as possible.
How long do you want to rent the apartment?
At least 1 year. I'm not planning to leave the area anytime soon.
Are there any amenities which you would like to have?
I would definitely like to have a dishwasher, a washing machine, an air conditioner, and a fridge.
All right. I think we have 2 apartments available which fit your preference. One is on Main Street and the other on Peace Avenue. Let's call these 2 and see if we can make appointments to see the apartments.
Sounds good to me. I really appreciate your help.
If you choose to rent one of them, we will need a security deposit of $200. You can sign a lease today if you like.
Fine. Thank you very much.
Focus 2. Language use. Section 1. Practical reading. Facebook.
Facebook is a social networking website launched on February 4, 2004. The free access website is privately owned and operated by Facebook Incorporated. Users can join networks organized by city, workplace, school, and region to connect and interact with other people. People can also add friends and send them messages, and update their personal profile to notify friends about themselves. The website's name refers to the paper Facebooks depicting members of a campus community that some American colleges and preparatory schools give to incoming students, faculty, and staff as a way to get to know other people on campus. Mark Zuckerberg founded Facebook while still a student at Harvard University. Website membership was initially limited to Harvard students, but was expanded to other colleges in the Ivy League. It later expanded further to include any university student, then high school students, and finally to anyone aged 13 and over. Peter Thiel was the first person to fund the company, with an initial investment of $500,000. The website has more than 80 million active users worldwide. Facebook users can choose to join one or more networks. These networks help users connect with members of the same network. Users can also connect with friends with access to their friends' profiles. The website is free to users, but generates revenue from advertising, including banner ads. Users create profiles that often contain photos and lists of personal interests, exchange private or public messages, and join groups of friends. The viewing of detailed profile data is restricted to users from the same network or confirmed friends. Microsoft is Facebook's exclusive partner for serving banner advertising, and as such, Facebook only serves advertisements that exist in Microsoft's advertisement inventory. According to ComScore, an internet marketing research company, Facebook collects as much data from its visitors as Google and Microsoft, but considerably less than Yahoo when compared with other web companies. Facebook has a number of features for users to interact with. They include the wall, a space on every user's profile page that allows friends to post messages for the user to see. Pokes, which allows users to send a virtual poke to each other, a notification that tells a user that they have been poked. Photos, where users can upload digital albums and photos. And status, which allows users to inform their friends of their whereabouts and actions. A user's wall is visible to anyone who is able to see that user's profile, which depends on their privacy settings. In July 2007, Facebook began allowing users to post attachments to the wall, whereas the wall was previously limited to textual content only. One of the most popular applications on Facebook is the Photos application, where users can upload albums and photos. Facebook allows users to upload an unlimited number of photos. Compared with other image hosting services, such as PhotoBucket and Flickr, which apply limits to the number of photos that a user is allowed to upload. However, users are limited to 60 photos per album. Privacy settings can be set for individual albums, limiting the groups of users that can see an album. Due to its popularity, Facebook has been involved in several controversial events. In October 2005, the University of New Mexico blocked access to Facebook from its campus computers and networks. It cited a violation of the university's acceptable use policy for abusing computer resources as the reason, stating the website forces the use of the university's credentials for non-university business. The school later unblocked Facebook after the website rectified the situation by displaying a notice on the login page stating the credentials used on the website are separate from the ones used for their school accounts. The Ontario government also blocked access to Facebook for its employees in May 2007, stating the website was not directly related to the workplace. Due to the open nature of Facebook, several countries have banned access to it, including Syria and Iran. The Syrian government cited the ban was on the premise that the website promoted attacks on authorities. The government also feared Israeli infiltration of Syrian social networks on Facebook. Facebook was used as a tool to criticize the Syrian government by its citizens, and public criticism of the Syrian government is punishable by imprisonment. In Iran, the website was banned because of fears of opposition movements organized by means of the website. Facebook is the most popular social networking site in several English-speaking countries, including Canada and the United Kingdom. The website has won numerous awards and accolades, such as being considered one of the top 100 classic websites by PC Magazine in 2007 and winning the People's Voice Award from the Webby Awards in 2008. In a 2006 study conducted by Student Monitor, a New Jersey-based limited liability company specializing in research concerning the college student market, Facebook was named the second most popular thing among undergraduates, tied with beer, and only ranked lower than the iPod.
New words.
Update.
Notify.
Depict.
Preparatory.
Incoming.
Initially.
Revenue.
Banner.
Data.
Confirm.
Inventory.
Poke.
Upload.
Album.
Whereabouts.
Whereas.
Previously.
Textual.
Image.
Setting.
Controversial.
Site.
Violation.
Credentials.
Rectify.
Display.
Login.
Ban.
Premise.
Authority.
Infiltration.
Imprisonment.
Accolade.
Conduct.
Liability.
Undergraduate.
Proper nouns.
Facebook.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Harvard University.
Ivy League.
Peter Thiel.
Comscore.
Photo Bucket.
Flickr.
University of New Mexico.
Ontario.
Syria.
Syrian.
Iran.
Israeli.
PC Magazine.
People's Voice Award.
Webby Awards.
Student Monitor.
New Jersey.
iPod.